Hang on, I'm going to stop the recording. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com, and this is the Divine Business Club for December 2013. Everybody, say a quick shout out.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, Donna. Who else
Hi.
Is on the
Hi,
call?
Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
Hi.
This is Susan.
Hey, Susan.
Hi.
Hi. Who else is
Hi,
here?
Hi, this is Deanice.
Who?
Deanice.
Hi, Deanice. How are you?
Good. It's been a while. Glad
I know, right? Who else is on the call?
This is Dee up in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Dee. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
This is Marge, the lady.
Who?
Marge. Riley,
hey, Marge.
Dee. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Yay. Super.
Yay. Wait, who else is here?
Liz Aaron from
hey,
North
Liz.
Carolina.
Nice. My little notes to everybody shows everybody's starting to come back in. I
yeah.
love it. I love it. That's so great. All right. So, listen, we have a really great call for you today. I am really excited about this one because, you know, here's the thing. When you're coming into the end of the year, like we are now, it's December, right? We're starting to look forward into what do we want to create in 2014? And, you know, what's the upcoming year going to look like? And a lot of us are kind of like, well, you know, we didn't quite make what we wanted to this year, and we want to make more money and do better next year, but we did a lot of other things. Like I've worked with some people who have done a ton of inner work, right? They've been laying the foundation for the upcoming year, and they've been doing a lot of that deep inner work so that they can get ready to really rock it out. And then there are others who are really figuring out what it is that they want to do in their businesses and what is their message and, you know, who are they really here to serve? And so they've been doing a lot of that kind of work so that they're starting to put the things in place. Now, there are a number of you who already know what these are and who already know who it is you're here to serve, who you really love working with, and you're just trying to figure out, all right, well, what's the best way for me to make the kind of money that I want to make? And so what we're going to talk about today is looking at how much money you want to make. I need to pour some water here real quick. Hang on 1 second. I've been on the phone almost all day. So this is not me peeing in the background. Sorry. It is me pouring water. How disgusting is that? But I wanted to be real clear. That's water going into a container for me. So what I want to do is really look at every time I start to work with someone and we start to look at what do you want to create in the upcoming year, the first thing I ask them is, how much do you want to make? And we don't start at $1 million. Not unless you're a really established business owner and you've already been making, you know, in the multiple six figures, right? Most people are saying at this point, I want to make $100,000.
Okay.
Right? $100,000 is not an unreasonable amount of money to be able to say, that's what I want to create in 2014 or, you know, whatever. Right? Sound good, guys?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, yoo-hoo, yeah, baby, that's what I want.
Woo-hoo.
You want to know how to do that?
Yeah.
I love this, an interactive group. So now, the first thing you do is you break it down into, well, if I were to make $100,000, it would be how much per month, right? And I can tell you because I've already done the math so that I could move through this pretty quickly. It's $8,333.33. Now, I know that seems like a lot if you've not been used to making that level, right? But it's really not that much. I mean, let me just say that. Hang on. Back that up. It is a lot. It's not that hard to conceive of and to create a goal for making that kind of money each month in your business, $8,333.33. That actually breaks down to $2,083.25 per week. Now, when you think about $2,083.25, you're like, well, that is a lot, and it's also not that a lot, right? It's both. It just depends on the perspective that you're coming from. Now, if you're doing one-on-one client work and you are doing it on a per-session basis, that's going to be a lot harder to get to unless your prices are really quite high, like $500 a session, right? $500 a session, okay, that's four sessions. Easy peasy, I can do that, right? Most of us aren't charging $500 a session, so it's going to be a little bit more challenging to get to that $2,000 mark. But I came up with a whole lot of different ways that you can, without it all being in one fell swoop, one person or one type of way to build your business and get that kind of money, I came up with a number of different ways to access that same kind of money. We've got that. All right, let's try that. I'm going to put you guys on lecture mode for a little bit, and then I'll ask you if you want to raise your hands, star two, so that we avoid that feedback, all right? So you guys can ask questions when you're ready. So the first question is, what is it that I need to do to make $8,333? So in order to do that, we're going to go through a number of different paths that you can take that will ultimately get you to that number. And if you mix and match the paths, it's going to be a lot easier to get there, right? So it's not all, you know what the saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket and don't invest everything in one, you know, what is it that with a portfolio, you know, like make sure your portfolio is all mixed up. Well, it's the same kind of thing here. You don't only want to have one-on-one clients, although I will say that's the fastest path to cash, and you don't only want to have like two or three one-on-one clients, because if one drops away, suddenly you are left with a big gaping hole in your income. So how can you generate $8,333 each month? That's your first question to ask yourself. Now, looking at your fastest path to cash and knowing that that's going to be one-on-one private clients, it always will be, guys, until you grow your list to such a size that you can generate it by doing, say, a membership site or you know, speaking gigs if you're, you know, become a very well-known speaker, but you've got to do a lot of work to get to that point. Either way, you know, when you're building your business, you're going to be doing a number of different things to get yourself to, you know, off the ground and well-known enough to be charging those high price points, all right? In the beginning, your fastest path to money is going to be private clients. So here's the thing. Most people want to do leveraged – most people that I talk with are like, I want to just do leveraged work. I don't want to only work with one-on-one clients. I want to do programs. I want to do workshops. I want to do teleclasses. I want to do events. And I will say that's really great. But until your business is at a size and reputation that you can command the higher price points, and you can, and your industry will support higher price points, you're going to want to do one-on-one, okay? Because you're going to make your highest amount of money there, and you're going to get a lot of information about what your market wants by doing the work with your private clients. You're going to know what your people are really needing and needing help with. And people want trainings, but they're going to pay you the higher amount of money to help them get what they want They pay for the service. Think about yourself, right? You will pay for the service to have somebody supporting you and working with you. If you were to work with a private trainer versus just going to a gym, you're going to need to pay somebody to have their eyes on your body, your movements, your, you know, exercise, you know, things that you do right or wrong or whatever, and to really push you. And if you don't have the trainer, you're not going to get the same level of results, most likely, unless you've, you know, studied training and you do it yourself. So it's the same thing with whatever the work is that you are offering to your people. They will pay more for your service. So how do you get one-on-one clients? Obviously, you know, we've talked a lot in the Business Club about, you know, a variety of ways of marketing. We're going to continue that in 2014 because I think marketing is a hugely misunderstood skill that every business owner needs to have and wants to have in order to build their business to the level that they want. And there are so many different ways to market, so many different ways. It's funny, I had a VIP day yesterday with one of my diamond clients, and we outlined speaking for her because she's brilliant at it. She loves it. She's been doing it for years. She's been offering workshops. She's well known in her area and in her industry. And when we were talking at the sort of towards the end of the day, and I said, "Did you get what you wanted?" She said, "Oh my God, yes, that and so much more. This was exactly what I needed. I needed someone to tell me what I need to do specifically for my that is my skill strength, my unique brilliance, so that I can now take this and go do what I need to do to generate those clients." Not everybody is a speaker, right? Some people are, some people aren't. But everybody has genius somewhere as far as marketing is concerned, and it is about taking that genius and applying it so that you can do what is right for you, what works for you, and then systematizing it, getting it down, getting it so it's really good. And that's the way you generate those clients. You generate that one-on-one, is finding out the marketing style that works for you, putting systems in place. We've talked about systems in here. Putting systems in place and then taking the action to generate those strategy sessions. Now, strategy sessions are the way to get until you are at the point where you're going to be doing live events, okay? Live events, speaking, being in front of people, you know, strategy sessions will be the way for you to get your private clients. And we've gone over strategy sessions a couple times, actually, because it's so, so, so important. Give your services away a little bit at the very, very beginning so people get a sense of who you are and how you work. Okay? Make a list of the people that you know, people you've worked with in the past, who you'd like to work with. Reach out to them. If they have a pain that you can help them with, go further then with them and invite them to a strategy session. Until you have a full client list, strategy sessions will always be your fastest path to cash, the quickest way to make money. So the question then becomes, how many clients do I need in order to make that $8,333? Now, the thing is, you don't have to make all the money from private clients. You can make a good amount of from private clients, but you don't have to make all of it, right? We're going to move forward into some of the other ways to make the money, because I know you guys are going to have questions at the end, haha, because this is juicy. Okay, so the question then becomes, where is money sort of floating around already in my business? Where is it hanging out? Because I promise you there's money floating around, whether it's in private clients or whether it is in something that you can offer today to people, to your list. And hopefully you guys are all working on building your list. Something you can offer to them today that will generate money. So So the question then becomes, well, how much money would I like to make today? If I had 30 minutes to write one email, what would I offer my people? I mean, think about it. Do you have an ebook? Do you have an audio? Do you have a collection, a bundle of ebooks and audios that you can send out an email to your list and say, hey, guys, I've got this great thing. I think you might be interested in it. Would you take a look? You know? You say it in your own beautiful way, but you know what I'm saying. Invite them. Offer it to them. What do you have that's sitting around that you can offer? Can you offer a strategy session? Now, that's not money at the moment, but, you know, going back to the original one, could you offer a strategy session to your list? Okay. Number three, leveraged items. Now, you guys are going to love this. Now, this could be thinking about, number two, which is what is the one thing that you have that you could offer your list, thinking about the future, maybe a week from today or a month from today, in order to get that, you know, part of that $8,000, what do you have already that you can leverage? Now, let's talk first before we go into all the many different ways that you can generate some money, that you can start to leverage your energy, your time, your genius. Let's talk about if you have something right now, how can you break it apart? But how can you take it and repurpose it and leverage it into something else, right? So, for example, if you have a teleclass that you've already done, and almost all of you have or a lot of you have, how can you take that recording or the transcript and put it as a standalone product? Or you could even break it apart. A teleclass, you could have the recording, sell it individually, the transcript, sell it individually. Some people just love transcripts. Some people don't like listening at all. I happen to like listening and not reading. Although, I have to say, for me personally, I like to go back to look at the notes somewhere sometimes so that I can see what, you know, like I can remember, oh, I remember they said that in that recording. What was that? Okay, it was about this, but kind of around that, so then I can go back and reread it instead of having to go back and listen to it again. Like, who wants to do that, right? I've listened to things multiple times, but I'm saying if I want specific information from a particular teleclass, I will love the transcripts from that so I can go back and find that piece of information. So transcripts are great. And by the way, I will tell you, we are creating and probably going to bundle at some point all of the calls along with transcripts from the DBC. We'll probably break it apart and sell them individually and sell it as a bundle, like a year, you know, of DBC calls and transcripts. Now, frankly, the speed at which we are moving through transcripts is kind of slow. So it might be a while before we get all of, you know, a whole year done. But this is a great example of what I'm talking about. You can take one thing and create other pieces to it, right? You could create from a teleclass, like this particular teleclass, I could create a special report, you know, for 2014. You could bundle it with other teleclasses, like I was just talking about, you know, a year of DBC, you know, take a couple of specific things and bundle them together and sell them individually. You can also take a teleclass like this and then develop it, turn it into an e-course. You could turn it into an e-course that is live, or you could turn it into a pre-recorded e-course and drip it or put it out by autoresponders, right? Drip it to your people over a period of time. like say, you know, I've seen e-courses. It's actually really interesting. I've seen e-courses that are done like as a 4-week or 6-week kind of e-course thing. I've seen the same amount of information put together so that it's over 2 weeks, where people are like, I want that information, I want it now, and I want to be able to have some sort of skill in this within 2 weeks, right? So I'm going to put myself into the learning curve for the next 2 weeks, and that's what I'm going to be doing. So I've seen people offer it that way. You could totally offer it that way, or you could totally offer it as a live e-course over a period of time. You know, you get to decide. It could be 3 weeks. It could be 3 months. You know, it could be 3 days, for goodness sakes, right? You decide. An article, for example, can become an e-book. Think about Kindle, right? You've got an e-book. Say you've got a freebie. This is another thing we're talking about. Creating an e-book and then converting it to a Kindle book. And then utilizing, for example, Amazon and its amazing search engine power as a Kindle book. Now, I personally haven't done that yet. I'm like, one of my many things, you know, like, I want to do that. But I know people who have, and they've done it quite well, and they enjoy doing it. And that brings in an extra source of income. Kind of cool, right? An article can be the beginning of an e-course or the inspiration for an e-course. You can take that concept, and similar to a teleclass, using the information in an article to create an e-course. Or a teleclass. An e-course, the difference between the two is an e-course is sort of dripped, right, in my mind. A teleclass is more of a live thing, like what we're doing right now. This is a teleclass. Or a series of teleclasses, right, where you've got a whole group of them. You can take an article and create an audio from it, flesh it out and create an audio. It's kind of similar to a teleclass, but not quite maybe as much. There are a lot of ways to leverage things that you've already done. Okay, now, when I say leverage your work, I'm going to give you a whole lot of ideas, and you probably want to go back and listen to this and write them down, because this is pretty juicy. Or everybody who's got something, pull out a piece of paper, right? There are ways to leverage, and this is the thing that everybody wants to do. Let me just say this real quick. Everybody wants to jump to phase two of their business, which is leverage. This call, the DBC, it's a leveraged group. I am teaching it's one to many instead of one on one like I did yesterday in the VIP day. One-on-one, like I did earlier today with my private clients and will do later this afternoon with my private clients. That's one-on-one, right? That's not leveraged. This right here is leveraged training, one-to-many. So that's what we're talking about here is one-to-many. And most people want to do that. They see other people doing it, and they're like, I want to do that. But you cannot skip phase one, which is one-on-one. Working with your clients one-on-one, learning what they need, learning how you provide the solution to those needs, learning how you can begin to get that information to leverage. I didn't do this in the very, well, I did kind of do it in the earlier beginning, but I already had a list, so it was a little easier, and I had somewhat of a reputation already going into doing it. And I also had chutzpah, you know, courage, willingness. I was willing to do things that really made me uncomfortable, and I did them. And so it was easier for me. I was able to create a leveraged program fairly early on in my business, and it worked. But I had spent years doing one-on-one with people, so I knew what I was talking about. So I have to say that part I didn't skip. I spent years working one-on-one. Okay. Leveraged is teleclasses, e-courses, whether it's by drip and, you know, autoresponder, or if it is, well, I said e-courses is like drip, okay? So that's different from teleclasses. So let's just stick with that definition. You know, years ago when I first got online, I came across this woman by the name of Carrie Wilkerson, who had an e-course. It was a drip e-course. Her brand was the Barefoot Executive. Some of you have probably heard of her. And I bought her e-course, and I think it was like $17 a month for, I want to say 10 months, something like that, 11 months, something like that. It wasn't a lot, but it was $17. I remember that distinctly because I was like, oh, that seems like a good idea and a good thing to do. So I bought her program, and I remember I would get it delivered to my email inbox. And something happened towards the end, and I didn't get anything, and I, you know, wrote to her, and I never heard back from her or something. I don't remember what it was. It was some weird thing happened. And a couple of years, last year, I guess it was, I was in Barnes & Noble, and I'm looking at the business books because that's my, you know, lust, my love. I love business books now, marketing and all that sort of stuff, sales. So I think it's so much fun. And right there on the shelf was her book, Barefoot Executive. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I picked it up, and of course I bought it because, you know, like, that's so cool. I got back, and I got home, and I sent her a message on Facebook, and I was like, oh, my God, Carrie, congratulations. I saw your book in Barnes & Noble, and I, you know, I was one of your original people who bought your e-course, and I think this is so cool. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. Seriously, you go, girl. And she wrote me back and said, thank you so much, and, you know, it meant a lot and all that sort of stuff. But my point is, like, look what happened. She did an e-course. She got paid to do the damn e-course, excuse my mouth, and then she created a book from it. Like, how cool is that, right? Like, you can create something and repurpose it into your book later on. And you can write it as you go. Like, that is so flipping cool, right? Of course, you have to market the e-book. And you have, or the e-course, sorry, and set up your sales page and then drive traffic to that. But, hey, what else are you doing, right? You're building a business, so go for it. Okay, another way to leverage, another way to leverage is by doing group coaching. Sorry, I'm looking at my notes here. Lots of different ways to do group coaching. You can do group coaching, I'm talking online here for a minute, on the phone. You could do group coaching by a webinar, now by Google Hangout, right, or other kind of things, Skype. And you can do group coaching live. You can do, you know, live events by hosting, you know, having people meet by Meetup and, you know, I know somebody who just did Chamber of Commerce thing, and, you know, there are a lot of different ways to do group coaching. You can create an ebook, whether it's an online ebook for your, you know, at your website, on your website, or a Kindle book. You can do a group of mini ebooks and you know, bundle them together. You can write a print book and self-publish or get yourself published, either one, right? I know a number of people who've done that. There are people in our group who've done that in the business club. You can create CDs or MP3s. Like, I have, you know, affirmations that are CDs and also MP3s, meditations, different kinds of trainings. I have a friend who did this live event training, and she had it recorded, and she's created a DVD from it. So it's a four-hour seminar and DVD, and she sends that out to people. So she's leveraged it, and she's using it as a way to connect with people. I know other people who do MP3s, and CDs, and send them out as a way to get people's email and physical addresses. You can get her CD if you exchange your physical address, and she will mail it out to you, you know, personally. You can do videos or DVDs, like I said. You can do, web-based training, for example, teleseminars, right? Single teleseminars, or you can do a whole teleclass of teleseminars, right? A whole bunch of them. I think I kind of went over that earlier with the teleclasses. Sorry, I guess I did. I'm repeating myself. Sorry about that. Okay, you can create certification programs. You can create your own membership site. You can do live workshops or seminars. You can do a live conference, which is a big-ass, you know, workshop, live event. It's like 3 whole days, usually. Yeah, I guess you could do 1 day, but it's, you could. 1 to 3 days for a live conference or live event. You can do speaking engagements. That's totally one to many, right? You can license your own programs or other content. A lot of ways to create a multiple stream, another stream of income. You could sell or even resell systems, tools, you know, other people's stuff on your website. You can have a little store on your website. Like, I've been really seriously drooling over the idea for a couple of years. I probably, the intuition talking, right? I need to do it. And I'm like, I don't want to be bothered with, you know. It sounds like a great idea, but, like, doing it. And then mailing things out every day or how often it needs to be sent. I'm thinking, like, I love crystals. Love crystals. And I have access to an international crystal wholesaler here in South Florida. And really thinking about it. Really, really thinking about it. Putting it on my website. So see, that's something you can totally resell, right? Have a store on your website. Okay, there are ways to do joint venture. You can do joint venture partnerships. Like you and someone else come together and you create a program. Or you speak to their list, their group about your program. And they get a cut of whoever from their program signs up with you. You can do affiliate program promotions or affiliate offerings, right? If you are an affiliate for someone, and actually just went over this on the Diamond Call the other day. Someone is doing a lot of affiliate promotions to her list, and we were talking about whether or not she is an affiliate. If she is, you know, a network marketer or is she a coach, you know, it's different kind of relationship, different kind of emails. But both of them are, you know, valid ways to earn money and bring in a stream of income. Totally valid. Okay? So those are, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot of different ways that you can bring money in. Right, that don't involve your one-on-one time with someone. So now here's my like 4 cents, if you will, not even 2 cents, it's 4 cents, about what you need to think about doing for 2014 to help support you in getting what it is you want. And this is the one that is makes everybody squirmy. Okay, so if you get squirmy, tap. Just kind of suck it up and let's go through it, all right? Invest in yourself and in your business. Seriously, investing in yourself and in your business is like hands down one of the best possible things you can do to get where you want to go. Investing in trainings, like you're all investing in the business club. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Some of you are investing in yourselves with me in stepping up and becoming diamonds. That was what I was going to say, hire a mentor. You know, when I hired my mentor, my income went from $18,000 to $130,000 in 1 year. It's enough to make you stop and think about it. Really stop and think about it. I mean, I did the work. I did what I was told. I'm very coachable. I'm very, very coachable, and I will do what I'm told to do. As uncomfortable as I may be, you know, I'm like, all right, I'll do it. That's why it worked. I did what I was told. Hire a virtual assistant. I could not work without Louisa. She's amazing. She's my right arm. She's been with me 2.5 years. She's full-time. We didn't start out that way. She started out working on Twitter. No, actually started doing transcripts all those years ago. Oh, my gosh. She was so good. And I was like, hey, you want some other work? She's like, yeah, I'd love it. So I'm like, great, here's Twitter. And she's like, well, how do I do Twitter? I'm like, here we go. Let's learn. So I would write up systems, and she'd learn how to do it, and then she did it. Delegate. Delegate, delegate, delegate. Hire help. It is worth its weight in gold because it frees you up to do the things that you need to do, things you're genius at. You know, one of the things that I invested in a couple of years ago, I was like telling Francisco, I'm like, I really, really want someone to come and clean, you know, and he's like, all right, fine, fine, once a month. And I'm like, ugh, all right, well, once a month is better than none, right? And then about, I guess, I went through several different people, I have to tell you, it was not, that was not a pretty thing either. I can't remember, I have to tell you, there's like, I had one person where she was so negative that, and yet she'd come in, she loved cats, and that was like her saving grace. I really liked her because she loved cats, right? Because, you know, I'm a kitty person, right? So she came in, but she was so negative, and she wanted to talk, and she wanted to complain about everything and everybody. And I remember the last day that she was in my house, I was in my office, and I was afraid to come out of my house, out of my office, and I'm like, okay, there's something wrong with this picture. If you are afraid to come out of your house because the person who's cleaning your house, you know, is going to, like, you know, vomit all over you about her complaining or whining or boning and groaning. I'm like, something wrong with this picture, Anne. Come on, grow a pair and get rid of her. Stop it, you know, get somebody else. She's like, okay, fine. So I did, you know, I got rid of her and I found somebody else, and that person was okay, but then along came Maria, who has been with me now. But what was happening was, in the interim, I was wanting someone every other week, right? So I just stretched. I was uncomfortable, and I'm like, I'm just going to pay it. I just want someone here every other week. So I figured that out. And then when Maria came on over 2 years ago also, I said, I want her every week. I took a stand for myself, and I said, I want her every week. And so I just... I made it happen. I made it happen, and she's been coming every week, and she's wonderful, and she is detailed, and, you know, like, I made a list of the person I wanted. Top of the list was honest, then positive, you know, all of these things. I make lists about my team members and what kind of team I want. I highly, highly, highly recommend you do that because it will support you in finding that person. You will be telling the divine, this is what I want, and you're co-creating with the divine what you want. So do that, right? But really, just like dig your nails in and do it. Find someone to help you out because, you know, unless you love, love, love housekeeping, and I don't, and we've got, you know, we've got cats and, like, there's, you know, litter tract and you know what I mean? It's like it's a lot. So find a way to get support with the things that you are not genius at. And it takes the weight off of me. I don't have to deal with thinking about cleaning the house and getting crazy, especially the day before a client comes for a VIP day, right? The house is clean and it's, you know, there's no, I don't have to worry about it. You've got to know that that peace of mind is worth so much, right? Delegate, invest in yourself and your business. It is an investment. It's not just about, you know, getting a mentor. It's about getting someone to help you do the things so that you can do what you are genius at, your marketing, your sales, your client care. That's so important. Get support for things that take your time. And here's the funny thing. I love to fold my own laundry. I love it. I always love doing my laundry. I don't think, you know, some people hate it. I love it. I want to do my laundry. I don't want anybody else doing it. I don't even want Francisco doing it because he'll put the wrong things in. You know, you guys all know. Put the wrong colors in. I'm like, what are you, colorblind? You know, the black does not go with the whites. Come on, dude. You know, it's like, huh? 10 years, he still doesn't understand where things go, right? So I love doing my own laundry. And for a while, when I was really busy and traveling a lot last year, Maria would, you know, she loves doing laundry too. So she'd go up and she'd fold all of my laundry. And I'd be like, oh, it doesn't fit my drawers the right way. So I have to refold it. And I'm like, finally said, Maria, just let me do my own laundry. Just let me fold my own stuff, please. Because, you know, she doesn't remember, because she works for other people too, right? So she doesn't remember how specifically I fold things, right? And so because I'm picky about that, I like my things folded so they fit in a certain way in my closet, in my, you know what I mean? So it's, you know, you find someone who just is fine with it. She's just like, oh, okay, sure, no problem. So, but that was on my list, you know, aside from being honest and, you know, somebody who's easygoing and enjoyable to be around. I didn't want to be in my office afraid to come out. And the first one was in my house. I mean, it was just crazy, right? But that's kind of the thing you go through when you are developing your awareness of the kind of person that you want to work with, okay? And you're learning about investing. So, all right, let's see if I have any more. Okay, last little piece, other ways to get help with car care, right? Somebody to wash your car, detail your car. There are people who will come to your house to do that. Someone I know in the business club, you know, needs someone to drive them. So get someone to drive you. We've got people who live in New York. They don't own a car. What do they have to do? They have to find a way to get around town, right? Gardening. Like we live in a community where it's included in our homeowner's fees that someone does our gardening and our, you know, the lawn care. So, and thank goodness, because Francisco doesn't have time. And if it were left up to me, like, I could do some, but, like, I don't want to do edging and all of that stuff, you know. It's a lot, and I wouldn't have time. Think about who can do some of those things. And you don't have to start with full time. You don't have to start with someone who is there every week. You can start with once a month like I did. But get some help and see how it works for you and see how you like it. And see if that person is someone you'd like to have more often. And then start to just step it up a little bit more. Invest a little more in yourself. Invest a little bit more. Start to think like a business owner. Start to think about how can I outsource my non-genius work to someone else who really is a genius at it, who really loves doing it, who really loves having that kind of work. How can I do that? Okay? All right, so how can you make 2014 your best year yet? I'm going to see who has questions, star 2, comments, questions about any of what I covered. Okay? Star 2. Yeah, baby. All right. So we've got North Carolina. Who is this?
This would be Liz Aaron.
Hello, Liz.
Your talk today is completely timely, Anne. I have just been talking to PayPal this afternoon about getting my book up onto my website and getting a teleseminar series up on my website. And so I'm just listening to all this and soaking it in and thinking, oh, I can do this.
I didn't even think about that. Thank you for that. That's another area of outsourcing. It's not just VAs. It's web help, right? It's graphic design. The support, like, for example, this right here, Instant Teleseminar, that's support. I'm investing in my business for that because it makes it so much easier, right?
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Oh, and bookkeeping. I mean, Maddie Brown is in our group. She's fabulous. I use her. She does bookkeeping.
Yep.
She's an accountant. Seriously, guys, invest. All right,
yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Anne.
No, did you have any question? You're welcome. Thank you.
No, just a comment.
Wanted to celebrate that you're right there. Yay!
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Liz. Okay, who else? Star 2, guys. Everybody's like, I'll let someone else talk. Okay, so here's the thing. If nobody has questions, then we'll leave. So if you've got questions or if you've got comments or you want to get a little bit more, raise your hand. I knew that was going to motivate somebody. Thank you, Catherine. Hello.
Hi. Well, I was wondering about group coaching or like a little group program. At what point do you decide that that would be, effective for you? Would it be if you have a certain number of clients or does it depend on the content? That's what I wasn't sure of.
I think I love that question. It's such a great question, Catherine. Thank you. Here's my rule of thumb. When you have enough income,
mm-hmm.
That you really can't handle any more private clients or you are really sort of at that tipping point, that's when you do group coaching.
What about a group class? Because that's kind of like a little lower level. That would be what you talked before.
Oh,
like
give me an example.
Well, like a teleclass or series of teleclasses. It's not as intense as doing a group coaching where you're specifically guiding them through things. It would be more topical.
Okay, so thank you. That's good. So it depends on your list size, and it
mm-hmm.
depends on your marketing, because getting butts in seats for a teleclass is intense. Ask, there are some people in our group who have launched a teleclass and not gotten that many people. I've done that. And it's a lot of work, and it's really disheartening. When you've spent a lot of time and energy writing copy, getting sales page up, getting all of the back end details, doing
then
the marketing, right? Yeah.
I might be better off taking my topics and creating an audio or something like that and build so that I can be building towards when I have more people. Because I have ideas, and if I don't capture them and put them out there, I prefer feedback, but I at least I could start with something. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And do you have a list right now? You have a list, right?
Yeah.
And it's less than 1,000?
Yes.
Okay. So less than 1,000, here's my rule of thumb. Less than 1,000, you can do some free teleseminars to build your list. What happens is when you do those teleseminars, you are going to, one, build your list, and number two, you're going to get in front of people and they're going to like you. They're going to like what you say. They're going to like how you say it. So really, you're not actually launching a teleclass. You're launching a free offering. You can then take that free offering, have it transcribed, and then sell it on your website later. So people then don't, get to, because it's good, juicy stuff, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With your teleseminar, you can also invite people to a strategy session because they will have spent a whole hour with you.
Right.
So they'll like you. They'll be like, oh, this chick's got it going on. I like what she has to say, Let's
mm-hmm.
do something with her. Yeah, absolutely. I'm interested in, how do you do that? That's really cool. So
that's
that there gives you then a way to get more clients, but a way to build your list and a way to get something leveraged.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that was what I was thinking. And a free teleseminar, because I have a lot of different interest topics that, and what do you call things that I use with my clients. I could do one topic at a time and then, you know, invite them to a strategy session or whatever.
Absolutely.
And also save the material.
Yep. And you can also take pieces of that and make them into, like, this is where you go into the leverage piece. You can take a piece of the teleseminar and you can create something from that. Like, you can create articles from a whole teleseminar. You can create a bunch of articles for that, you know, for your e-zine. So you could do a series of articles. Mm. And it's blog or on your website if you put your e-zine. Like, I don't blog, but I do, my articles go on to my blog, right?
That's what I do, yeah.
And so, and some people blog. I can think of Donna blogs. And she sends out e-zines, you know, and all of that. So she's like a prolific writer. I'm not. So hers would be separate. She could take the blogs and put them, bundle them together as an article, you know, as a whole article or more, right?
Yeah.
So for you, it's the opposite. It's like taking a teleclass and pulling it apart to make into, you know, a bunch of different articles for your e-zine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good. Really great question. Yeah. Because, you know, your list, and by the way, guys, one of the best ways to build your list, and I still haven't done it, I'm going to raise my hand, I'm guilty of it, I haven't done it, is a telesummit. Now, I've been a guest on two telesummits this week. You'll be hearing about them soon. But you are doing one, hosting one, will allow you to, like, one. I got an email from one of the telesummits I was on earlier, like a month ago or something. She wrote and she said she had 1,200 people sign up for her telesummit from all the different people who promoted it. So, you know, that's a great way to build your list and get in front of your people as an expert. And then from then you can start to launch a program or you know, strategy sessions, you know, easy way to start generating private clients. But you will need, unless you're really techie, you will need help.
Yeah.
Doing that. I haven't done it because I don't know how to do it, although now that I've seen the other side of it, we could probably do it and put it together relatively easily. So, you know, I would say that's a great way to build your list, get yourself status as an expert, and offer something as an upsell, you know, whether it's strategy sessions with you or even a program afterwards, because then they're warm. I did this one video summit with someone, and I kid you not, the summit ended like on Monday or Tuesday, and by Friday she was launching something. And I was like, whoa, dude, you know, that's really fast. And I thought, that's brilliant. She's hot right now with them. So she's launching something very, very quickly. So, you know, they were saying yes, they were interested.
And I have a question on that, though, because when that idea was introduced to me a while ago, I found it very overwhelming because you have to find speakers and approach them and so on. It just seemed extremely complicated, apart from the tech piece.
Yes. I'm 100% agreement with you. So it's taken me – maybe this is an intuitive thing. I don't know, but it's taken me probably, 3 years since I first heard about it, to really start to warm up to the idea of actually doing one myself, hosting it myself. Call me chicken. I don't know. I'm courageous about some things, but I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. The techie piece alone just made me overwhelmed. And then now this year, because I've been on so many this fall, I've probably been on 15 seriously this fall.
Oh.
It's been a lot, and I think now from this side I could do it easily, but it does seem like a lot, and I would say hire someone who has managed them, who could help you. The second piece is figuring out a topic that is specific and of interest to to your people, and that, and then finding the TeleSummit speakers, you can do, oh, easy peasy. Here's an easy way to do it. Go research that topic on Google or Bing or Yahoo, whatever. Research TeleSummit and then topic, right? And look at who else has been on TeleSummits, read their bios, and see if you like them. Go, you know, this is about doing research, okay? Go and see if you, what they have to say, look at their websites, you know, then Google them, research them, and see if you like what they have to say, see if you like what, who they are, and then send an invitation. The one I was on last night, I'm on, I'm sharing the stage with Bernie Siegel. Thank you very much, right? I'm like, how did you get him? Really? How did you get him to be on that? And like, well, that's really cool. So, I'm, you know, because I'd be like, I don't know if I'd have the guts to ask Bernie Siegel if he'd, you know, talk on my TeleSummit, but obviously this person did. So, you know, and what I realized is that people almost always say yes to TeleSummits because it's free publicity. They get exposure to everybody else's list. That's how I think so many people have found me. They're like, oh, who's on this TeleSummit? And they see me, and they're like, oh, she'd be fun on mine. So they send me an email. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll do that, you know. So the you get exposure to everybody's list, and you send out an email to your list, and everybody who's a speaker sends out an email to their list, and so you get exposure to everybody else's list. So all the traffic that goes to the TeleSummit sees you and sees the possibility of what you're offering as a freebie, and they either sign up or they don't for whatever freebie is, depending on, you know, whether they like you or they, what you had to offer. I mean, I've had some where I've gotten 100 people or more on my list from one TeleSummit, and then I've gotten some where I don't, you know, I've gotten two. So, you know, it really depends on the TeleSummit. It depends on the, you know, a lot. For you to host one, find someone who has done it and can do that back-end stuff and the organizational pieces for you. As an intuitive, you would need that help.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do it unless I had a coach who could help you through. That's my two cents on that.
And you need a big enough
list
for people who want it beyond your thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's plan that for the future.
Right, yeah, maybe 2015, you know, or something like that, right, or the fall of 2014. But you do have to start planning ahead of time, I would say probably a good 4 to 6 months ahead of time, because a lot of people's marketing calendars get filled up, and they can't do it. So anybody who's listening to this call, thinking about a TeleSummit yourself, hosting one, because you think it's like, oh, that sounds like a great idea, and it is, plan it out. Do your research and then plan it out for, you know, probably March, April. And you'll have better luck with people saying yes. Okay?
Thank you.
Great, great, great question, Catherine. Thank you. All right, anybody? Anybody? Everybody? Any of you? Anybody else have a question? Star 2. Donna, you're on the air. Go for it, girl.
Hey.
Hi.
Thank you for bringing up that I'm a prolific writer. Never thought of it that way. So it's like,
It's, well, anybody who writes, you know, 4 to 5 blogs a week, I'm like, oh, you know,
Yeah, it's you got to keep organized, and then it doesn't always happen. Like yesterday, it was like not happening. But I did, as you know, I did 2 TeleSummits last year, and I did a lot of studying ahead of time. I got, you know, did a lot of work, and it was easy to do. But it's very time-consuming. And I did get John Assaraf.
Okay, yes, thank you very much. Was I the same one that John Assaraf was on?
Yeah.
Okay, so see, now I can say I've shared the stage with John Assaraf.
Yeah.
And Bernie Siegel, right? Oh, my gosh, I forgot about that. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And how did you get John Assaraf? You just, like, emailed him and said, hey, dude.
Just about.
No, seriously, how'd you do that?
Well, I didn't. After I got him to, in the middle of saying yes, it took 3 months, and he changed. They changed the dates. So his helpers were so confusing. They would say, "Well, here's the date," and then they'd send. Okay, then I'd put it down, and they'd say, I'd send back to confirm and say I need the information, and they'd say, "Well, no, he's got something planned for that date. Why do you have that date down?" I'm thinking, well, you gave it to me.
Get back together over there, guys.
Yeah, really. That happened over and over. So I wasn't able to interview him live because of that. And but I did. I did interview him though.
Yeah, who cares, live or not? Yeah. Who cares?
And then while I was in the middle of it, one of my very first mentors, I was listening to something by her. And she said, "And don't even bother asking John Ashraf. He does not do interviews unless your list is huge."
Really?
Well, yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, this is a case where ignorance is bliss. That is so good.
Yeah, I was shocked. So, yeah, that was something else. That was that really boosted my morale. But
I would say your confidence, yeah, right?
Yeah. So putting together a telesummit is a lot of work, but it did build my list about 1,100 people last year. And
nice.
So that
two of them, or just one?
The two. It was about 550 each.
Okay.
A lot, as I told you the other day, a lot of them dropped off because a lot of people just dropped in for the list and the telesummit list, and then they get back off your list.
I do that. I'll raise my hand and say I'm guilty of that too. I drop off of certain some people I stay on with, but some people I'm like, I don't know. I stayed on yours.
Yes, and I stayed on yours. Thank you. Of course.
And
I'm
funny, now we're working together. I love that.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting.
I wouldn't
really
do another one
thank
for
you
a
for
while
that.
Though. It's a lot of work. I mean, everything else in my work stopped.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, but wait a minute. Hang on. Back that truck up. Is it a lot of work because you did it yourself?
After it was all set up, setting it up was, yeah, that was fun. That was the fun part because that's, you know, you're putting it together. I did the tech part. And I did the whole thing. I had a partner, so we interviewed together, but he was also my client, so he really didn't know.
Wait a minute. Let me just back this up for a second. You didn't answer that question. You kind of did, but you kind of didn't. Did you do all that work yourself, or did you outsource it?
No, I did it all.
Thank you. So that's why your work stopped, because you did it.
The part, the emailing and all of that, that didn't take a whole lot of time, but what you had to do is you had to get it in a system. You had to do it right away. You had to get it right, and you had to know what you were doing. Doing the interviews, though, are time-consuming. You figure that's an hour and a half before and afterwards. So if you're doing two or three a week, you've got 6, 7, 8 hours.
Yeah.
And if you're doing two a day, your day is shot.
Yeah, totally. And if you are, this is why I would do it, an interview ahead. I wouldn't do live. I would just never do live. I would do it, interview live, but I mean, not live while I'm on the telesummit live, but live, yes, like you and I are talking right now, but it would be recorded and then you plug it in and turn it on at the time. But a lot of that, the systems kind of stuff, can be organized. You can set that up and organize or have someone, you outsource it to someone else who knows how to do that, who's done a bunch of them, who knows how that, organize all of that. Now, I'm not saying you because now you know how to do it. I'm saying me. I would be like, okay, who can I hire to do this and teach my team how to do it so that next time I can just hand it over to my team and they handle it. Because we've gone through this year. I turned everything over to Celia, who is Louise's assistant, and she handles all of the telesummits now. And we have a whole system on how to do it. But it took us, it's like you do things in order to learn the system. You don't know the system straight off, right? Now you have the system, right? You know how to do a telesummit. You can do it. Okay, boom, done.
Yeah, I could do another one. The problem is, it's sort of like when we're talking about the affiliate marketing. It's not my heart.
Right.
Now I've built my list. That was what my goal was, to get that extra big chunk in there to make it, so I can continue building it. And now I found out, I found more fun ways that are easier for me to build the same number.
Ah, and what are they? See, now you got to tell.
Oh, my secrets, huh?
You don't have to tell your secrets. Just tell what are the fun ways that you like better that, that work for you better than Telesummit that's less work?
Yeah. Well, I already interview one person a month. That's my routine.
Right.
And I then I added to that social
media. Oh, that's right. And they send out an email to their list about the interview.
Right. Same sort of thing as a Telesummit, but only one person.
Yeah.
You know, I do it once a month.
Yes.
And then I also do the social media marketing, which I've got down. I've got down. And
right.
So let's say the interviews bring 20 to 40 people a month on my list.
Uh-huh.
And I don't do much marketing. It's just social media and they and to their list. And then the other thing with social media marketing, it brings 30 to 70 people. It's getting bigger now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably averaging 40, 50 people.
Are you talking about like Facebook, like ads or something like that or what?
It's all organic.
Okay. All right. Well, because I'm curious to know what you're talking about. So,
all
right. Don't have to now. It's fine. But I,
The third way is doing the internet marketing teleclasses, the open forum QA, building your list that I do every Thursday. That's increasing my list by about 7 people a week so far, and it's growing. So I've been doing it 7 weeks now, so I have about 70 people.
Okay, so Catherine, that's what we're talking about. Only you can do it once a month instead of once a week. Like Donna's doing Crazy World once a week, and I mean that with love, sweetie. You know,
with
blogging 5 times a week, that's like crazy, right? So you do it and you do it full on like that. I'd be like, okay, once a month is plenty because there's a lot of, you know, getting people in, getting them, you know, all that. But you can totally build your list by doing it like that. I think it's brilliant. Yeah.
So my list is growing by about, say, 100 a month or more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 12 months, that's 1,200 people, a whole lot easier than a Telesummit. Whole lot easier. And I've also got the building the relationships going on because I'm the one talking to them. And even on the interviews, it's fun. And my own coaching group comes to the interviews. They're my support group. So I'm always counting on at least 2 or 3 from my group being there along. So that gave me the courage, of course, to do some of it. Well, the weekly teleclass, along with you helping me tap through. I don't know why, you know, I don't even remember why I was so afraid to do that. Oh, because I was afraid I wouldn't be smart enough, but I was shocked when I got on the call that these people that are on the call are just fabulous. They don't know as much as me.
That's right. To a third grader,
I was shocked.
Looks like God. Thank you for that, Donna. That's really brilliant. And I'm going to share with everybody real quick one of my very favorite ways to build a list and fast ways to build a list is doing a JV giveaway. Participating in one. I've got one, and you guys all open your email inbox because I'm participating in this really cool one. It started already, but it's 21 days. It's a winter solstice JV giveaway specifically for spiritual entrepreneurs, and I love the idea, and I love the model. So I'm gonna be using her model to do one like that because I think it's gonna be juicy and easier to do than a Telesummit and probably have really good results as well because people love to download stuff. They love their free gifts and they think it's really cool. So that, you know, open the email from me today. It's about yummy gifts and you'll see what I'm talking about and see if there's something there that might appeal to you. But I think that that's a really good way to build your list as well. Not that we started to talk about building your list, but building your list is an essential part of building your business, guys, online especially. Even offline, it's an essential part. So you always want to be thinking about how can I build my list. You can do it the slow way, which I did for years, which was, you know, people coming to my website and opting in for my freebie, and probably almost everybody here has done that. And you can also do a faster way, which is a JV giveaway, participating in, you know, something like this, you know, doing teleseminars, et cetera. And there are lots and lots of ways. We're going to do a list building, build your divine list in the spring. So everybody keep their eyes out for that. Okay, Catherine, Donna, I'm putting you back on mute, okay, babe?
Hmm?
All right. Catherine, hello. You had a question.
Oh, no, I was going to say that was my what my sense was, because I know a few people in the I guess you'd call them metaphysical arts that I just love, you know, so I would love to interview them, you know, astrologers, human design, different, that would appeal to my list, and I'd prefer to do them once, like she was saying. This is Donna Ward, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once a month would be fun for me, would be enjoyable, and, yeah. So I had been timid about doing it, but I'm feeling so much better about where I'm at in my business now. I've had this idea for a while of be moving forward, so that's much more my style.
You know, that idea that you've had for a while, that's the divine talking to you, saying, hello, come on, come do it.
Yeah, well, I'm ready.
good, yay, go girl. Okay, anybody else? Star 2. I'm going to unmute everyone. Oh, now we can hear. Okay, if you hear noise in the background, people are like, wait, what? All right, so if there's anything else you have, last chance, and then we'll hang up. We've got a tapping call in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today. Oh, good. Yes. North Carolina. Liz again. Yes. Hi, Liz.
Yes. Hi. Okay. I've got one last question for you.
Yeah.
If that's okay. So I am.
Hold on.
Hang on a minute. Am I echoing?
No. Hold on. Hang on 1 second. Hang on. Okay. Now talk.
So I'm launching a monthly teleseminar and a monthly Q&A session. I'm going to charge a $17 or $27 a month to do that, and it'll be a downsell for people who don't want to work one-on-one, but it'll also be an added benefit for private clients.
Okay, good.
And I've actually set a date for next Friday, like a week tomorrow, for a free teleseminar, at which time I will launch the other one. So here's the thing. I'm completely unprepared. I mean, I know what I'm going to talk about. I know what the titles of all of the ones for the whole of the next year are, and it's an evergreen program so people can come in any time. So my question is, what are the absolute bare essentials that I need to do between now and next Friday to get this thing launched?
It's a free teleseminar next Friday?
Yeah.
You've already sent out an email to your list inviting them to it?
No.
Nope. Okay. All right. So bare essentials are at least 2 emails to your list between now and next Friday.
Okay.
Like the first one tomorrow. Don't wait until Monday. Don't send it on Saturday. First one tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
The next one you could send probably Tuesday, and then you could send a reminder on Friday. So you could actually do 3.
Okay.
You could get away with 3, and they won't hate you, right?
Yep.
So that's okay. One. Number 2, create an event on Facebook and invite all your friends on Facebook.
Lovely.
Okay. Number 3, are you on Twitter?
Yep.
Okay. Start doing tweets. You know, do a tweet every – how many people do you have following you on Twitter?
Not very many. I only just joined in the last couple of months.
Okay. All right. So you need to build that one up. Twitter is an amazing, amazing tool. It's fabulous for marketing in your business. It's fabulous for connecting with other people who are of mm-hmm. like mind. So tweet about it. Since you don't have a lot of people, then you can, you know, you probably won't want to tweet huge numbers, you know, huge amount of time, but, you know, you can tweet.
Yeah.
So Pinterest, create something on Pinterest. that, yes. Are you on Pinterest?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, you are, because I remember you over there.
Yep.
So, you know, put something about it on Pinterest. And,
yep. There,
you know, use social media. I mean, it's really this brilliant tool. And I'm sure that Jessica, who's probably not here right now, but she would say, put together a YouTube video, you know, put together a video and just let people know what this is about. Come on down. But I would do it, actually I would do a video about the program, and you could let's see, video about the program. If you have time to do a quickie video.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people just really like videos. They really
would. Would I just put the video out on YouTube?
Yeah, I would. I would put the video out on YouTube, and I would just, you know, that could be one of your emails, you know, sending it out to your people, maybe the Tuesday email, the video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you want to do follow-up with people. What do you want them to do after the call? I mean, what is your invitation to them?
Join the program. Not...
Okay, boy, you're really cutting it close, girl.
I know. But
what the heck, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so afterwards you're going to want to do several emails to your bucket list, to the people who signed up, to invite them in, to share the benefits of the program, you know, et cetera.
Yep. Okay. I do actually have two events that I'm doing between now and next week where I'm going to publicize it too.
Good.
Yeah.
I would actually tell people, send them an email after the event and just say, hey, I've got this great, you know, great thing coming up on Friday, and I've already put you I'm ballsy like this because I will do this. I would just say I've put you in, so you don't even have to register, like make it so you're really being of service, which, frankly,
yes. You
don't even have to register for it. It's there. You're in. You're going to get, you know, access to it. Here you go. You know, seriously, because if you frame it like that, they're like, oh, thank you, you know.
Yes.
I have to think about it. I don't have to make a decision on it. I can make a decision later. I'm too busy right now. Great. And then they listen to they're like, oh, she's so great. I love her, you know.
Yeah. And then last thing is deciding. I have a subscription to free teleconference. The only trouble with that is I did one in the summer, and all three people knew that they were the only three people on the call. Yeah, that was that.
I don't know how to help you with that one.
But so you're using instant teleseminar, is it?
Oh yeah, I love instant teleseminar. It's like, for me, hands down, one of the best services that is available, in my opinion. Because I'll tell you why. Because for about a year, I used Free Conference Pro or Free Conference Call or something like that, whatever it was. I don't remember which.
Yeah.
Right? And after a client call, I would have to go download it, and then I have to upload it into YouSendIt, which is now called Hightail or something like that.
Yeah.
And then mail it to them, and then they'd be like, oh, I didn't get the link in time. Can you send it again? Then I have to do it again. It was like a royal pain. And then when I converted over to Instant Teleseminar, it was like, here's the link, you know, do with it what you want, I don't care. You know, the only thing I had to do was be there to turn it on and turn it off. That's the only thing. It was great. I love it. I do enough calls now where it is more than paid for itself in convenience. So that's my sense. And it's not inexpensive. It's $70 a month, but it is when you have a certain level of clients and you're starting to do these teleseminars, just invest, because it makes your life so much easier. And what happens is, here's the thing. This is the big thing, guys. When you step up and start doing this, you start to generate more because you see yourself differently. Your clients see you differently. your energy is then different, and you're sharing yourself with the world differently. And so they see you as someone at a higher level than you were before. If someone now said to me and gave me a link and I had to go download it, I'd be like, So, you just have to know that you show up differently when you do invest. And that's a different thing. That's the other thing I wanted to share with everybody. You show up differently because you're standing in a different place. You really, really, really are. You stand very differently when you are doing that for yourself and your business.
Awesome. Thank you for taking all this time with me. I know I haven't got everything done, and it's not going to be perfect, but I just felt like I just need to do this and get
everything. Oh, I have to tell you this, Liz. It's never perfect. It's always just good enough.
And
it's perfect in the highest, biggest, most broadest sense. So always, you know, and every time you learn, you tweak and you do better and you do more and, you know. So doing it, done is better than perfect, and you go, girl. Congratulations for getting it out there. Seriously, you guys are really doing great. I'm proud of you all.
Well, and thank you for a lovely session today. It's been great.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anytime. I'm thrilled. All right, everyone. Anybody else, last call? You know, we're on last call here. Star 2. All right, so I'm going to close with a blessing because I love doing that, and that's what I, you know, have the opportunity to do. So everybody take a nice deep breath in and breathe in that life force, the divine life, that divine breath of God, breathing it into your lungs and breathing it into your being, allowing it to fill you, to come into your body, feed you with the breath of life. You are here, each one of you, divine entrepreneurs, are here to bring your sacred gifts to the world. You are here to be that divine expression in this world. May you find it easy to be the expression of the divine in this world. As you bring your gifts, as you listen to the whispers of the divine calling you forward, saying, come this way. It's okay. It's safe. You can be visible. You can be abundant. And you can be that change that you came to be in the world. You can be that divine expression that you came to be in the world. I'm right here. I'm guiding you. I've got your back, I've got your front, I've got your sides, I've got your over and your under, and your inside and your out. I'm here in all ways, always, with you, guiding you, protecting you, showing you the way, providing for you. And as you listen to that, and you follow that guidance, you show up in the world. And others are immediately attracted to that. Allow it to be so in your life, in your being. And so I say, thank you, God. Now go get your divine on and be that divine expression in the world. Have a beautiful couple of weeks. We'll see you in 2 weeks, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for that beautiful prayer.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.